I once went shopping in a bookstore, in itself not an unusual thing for me to do, but I was getting ready to check out with the cashier, and there was the line sort of snaking around, and I was behind a couple of young, probably 18-year-old girls, and one offered to carry the other's shopping bag while her friend checked out, and when she took it from her friend, she said, "Jesus, this is heavy." My first thought was, I wish I was wearing my collar. But then my second thought was, isn't that sad that that's what some people use Jesus' name for? I was kind of offended, but I was more saddened that the most powerful expression in the universe has been reduced to an exclamation point. Like many others, I'm quick to look down on others and to do it in the name of Jesus. When I hear the name used that way, I want to say, but they're not using it right. They're not doing it right. We have a case of that kind of arrogance in our gospel story today. We have several of the disciples ratting out some people who aren't doing it right. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us." If you're like me, you're often saddened and appalled and offended when other people misuse God's name. But whether it's being done right is not our call. Our only call is to love others, even those who cast out demons without our permission, even those who say, "Jesus, this is heavy." Today's passage, I think, pushes us to ask, what is the significance of the name of Jesus? Does it remind us simply to act as Jesus would act, or to act on behalf of Christ? Is it a sacramental thing where it's like the bread and wine that invoke the presence of God? One commentator on this says the name Jesus contains all, God and man and the whole economy of creation and salvation. I talked last week about the power of language, especially the power of language to heal. But words can heal, human words can heal only because they come from the original Word of God, not human words printed on a page, but the Word of God made flesh, Jesus. The name invoked by those girls in the store and by the would-be exorcists in the gospel reading today. Jesus, the power that made the universe. If we see in the prologue to John's gospel, the Logos, we hear the power of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. This passage in John's gospel speaks not of Jesus the man, but Jesus the preexistent God, the force which created and continues to create the universe. So when we say the Word of God in Christian speak, we don't mean only printed words on a page. We refer to Jesus, the Word made flesh, when God became human and dwelt among us and within us. When I was in Starkville serving as chaplain to the college students up there, I had another encounter, one in which one of my students after dinner said, "Jesus, this cake is good." And when I pointed out that that was not really an appropriate use of God's name, he said, "Well, I don't mean anything by it." And I tried to explain, that's the trouble. When you speak God's name, you should mean everything by it. I'm not worried about invoking the wrath of God. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of the indifference which dilutes the power of the words for God and the power of the word of God. Sometimes, though, I think that most of us, even those of us who are deadly serious about the Christian tradition, fail to see the power of the Word made flesh in the name of God incarnate, Jesus. We could be healing in God's name, but we choose to dilute that power. Sometimes we even wound in God's name, in the name of the God of love. Jesus, what are we thinking? We've cheapened the value of words, especially words about God. I personally think about the significance of the name of Jesus Christ. I think of that name as telling us that there is a place that we can go when we can find no other comfort. In Matthew, Matthew speaks about Jesus, the Word made flesh, and says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." That's what the name Jesus means to me. Sometimes we have to consider what our assumptions are about God and about Jesus. Scripture tells us in many different ways and from many different angles that Christian life depends on two powerful assumptions: that God is compassionate and that God acts powerfully in the world. If we assume those two things, then we will be moved to pray. And as Christians, most of our prayers are done through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that acknowledgement helps us see the power of words, the power to help those in pain, and to ensure that we let Jesus and not the other forces of our culture guide and shape us. There is a place in the psalm today where we pray, "Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me." We want Jesus to shape us and guide us, not those other forces to have dominion. And when we pray together in Jesus' name, we cling to one another for support, for joy, and for comfort. Prayer in Jesus' name can also help us to detox from the influences of our world. Because if we retain the toxins of selfishness or indifference or arrogance, we can be toxic to those around us. So why do we pray, after all? Do we pray because we think God does not know about the pain in the world? Do we pray because we think our particular prayers will change things? I believe that we pray to be with people who are hurting. We pray to remind ourselves that God is with us in our pain always. We pray to remind ourselves that God is here, to invoke the name of God in Jesus, the God of love, because perfect love casts out fear. We pray to love others, to cast out the demons of fear through the love and the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So what is the significance of the name of Jesus? To me, that God has a human name at all means that God chooses to be with us in our human condition. That's a powerful and transformative thought. And yet we casually invoke the name of God. We casually drop the name of the Logos, the Word made flesh, and just say, "Jesus. Jesus, this bag is heavy. Jesus, this cake is good." We use Jesus as an exclamation point. I'm asking that all of us, myself included, stop being indifferent or casual about powerful words about Jesus, about words like I love you, about words like thy kingdom come. They have power if we will let them have power. The inspiration of human flesh by divine spirit isn't something that we should be watering down into an exclamation, a punchline, a place of casual, irreverent conversation. I want us to be mindful of our language, of the power of human words, of the power of the Word made flesh, the Logos, Jesus. God is with us. That is the power invoked when we speak in God's name, when we live in God's name. We have the God of the universe manifested in human flesh to comfort us, to guide us, to bring us peace even in our worst times. We have the God of the universe, the creator of the universe. We have in the Word of God made flesh a place where we are pleading for help and finding it. Especially when we say, Jesus, this is heavy. I cannot carry it alone. Amen.